Hi, this is Dr. Ling, dictating progress note for Gillian, last name ZWADA. Patient is doing very well. She's working at this time. She's not drinking. She goes to AA meeting every day, one meeting. Patient is taking a Risperdal, feels that anxiety is under control, side effect medication, discuss, cooking, discuss, voices are better. Patient says that her annual review was exceptionally good. So she got raised. Patient is very happy, thankful. We'll discontinue her disulfiram now because it is not necessary. We'll follow. Next patient, John Maruni, M-O-U-R-E-R, medical record on 9095. Patient is having a lot of anxieties. Patient is working on the electrical section of the General Motors new development. Patient feels that there is lots and lots of pressure on him. He is taking his Xanax. His anxiety is very high when he is presenting his opinion and cases in the meetings. He avoids the face-to-face contacts and goes into the Zoom. Coping discuss. Patient feels that just because of his anti-anxiety, he can survive. Will continue his medication. Coping discuss. Patient has difficulty handling it. We will follow. Hey, Nick. Nick, you started looking tall because you lost too much weight. Yeah, your face is looking taller also. Very nice.
Thank you.
So, any trouble I should worry about?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm sending everything now. Okay?
Okay, I have one question for you. Bill told me that St. John Oakland closed.
Not the hospital. Only the psych unit is closed. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So, where are you seeing most of your patients through?
Macomb.
Macomb still?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, no problems at all. We brought it up at the last session, and I just thought I'd ask you. My mom was curious too, so we're
yeah, later no. Yeah, later no. Only psych unit was closed, and they kind of made all the staff go various places. It's kind of sad, but that's what has happened. But Macomb is going strong. So we were two doctors at Oakland. We both are going to Macomb. So Macomb is very busy now.
Oh, boy. All right, Dr. Sam. Well, you have a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, tell your ma I said hi, okay?
I sure will. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Ling.
How are you doing, Freda?
I'm doing good.
Show me that hand and see how good it looks. Okay, you are coming back. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely. You have to control your temper. Otherwise,
yes. One
more stroke, we don't want that. Okay?
No. Not at all.
Okay, I'm sending all your medications as it is. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Huh. Bye now.
Bye.
Marlena. Hello. I cannot hear you. Your microphone is off, Marlena. Are you doing okay? Okay, I'm sending all your medication now. Okay? Okay. She doesn't know what to do. Where is her daughter?
How old is she?
Oh, she's 74.
Oh.
But old. Old means without technology, naturally.
Yeah.
Because it was not there. When I was young, there was no TV. When I went to college, TV came, imagine.
Oh, wow.
And India, first Saturday, okay, I was in Pune. The city will be dead stop in the afternoon from 1 to 3 because Star Trek, that was the only program on black and white TV used to go. So everyone, my grandmother, okay, great-grandmother, everybody will be sitting. Grandmother will be doing, do you know what is Vat?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing Vati, sitting there and looking at it. And she'll say, what is she saying? What is she saying? Okay. Because it is in English. The dubbing is not there.
Right.
Okay, that is the, oh boy, that is something like,
that's hilarious.
The city used to be nothing on the road. All the shops are closed at
right.
that time because everybody is watching Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it exploded. Now there is so much.
I know.